Kyle, go ahead and talk to me a little bit about, tell me about what Pick Your Bean Field Day is and why it's going to be important to our producers.
Well, the Pick Your Bean Day, it will be held at the Bradford Research Center in Columbia, and it's the second annual event that they've had of this, and it's a good chance for farmers to come on out and get a feel of, you know, what soybean genomics is. A lot of time we hear the term genomics and people immediately go to high-intensive science or GMOs or something going on in a lab, but what a lot of the work actually has to do is with crossbreeding certain plants or selecting certain varieties or cultivars out in the field that will have the benefit of the extra benefits that we're looking for. And so pretty much the deal is just to kind of have farmers, landowners, students, or anybody else to kind of come learn about more about what's going on with the science and how do we develop these new cultivar and variety lines to kind of benefit you, the farmer. You know, they're selecting ones based on drought resistance or things like root knot nematode resistance and things like that. So they're looking at different lines that are not only, you know, favorable for traits, yields, but also disease and pest resistance.
Are you guys going to be focusing on one certain area of the soybeans or one certain type of soybeans at this program?
This year's theme is kind of centered around utilizing wild and exotic soybean collections to improve yield potentials. And pretty much what that is they're looking at, you know, some of the older varieties and types of soybeans, either wild or exotic, that haven't really been used by a lot of our United States farmers. And because a lot of our cultivars that farmers are using now are kind of from the same pedigree line, and so is that with anything, having low diversity in your system, you're kind of setting yourself up to fail if a new disease or blight or pest comes through. So looking at, you know, kind of going back to the basics of soybeans and looking at some of these wild and exotic soybean varieties that could be used for yields. And they've been doing a study out of Bradford with a couple of years now with Andrew Scaboo has been doing the research where they've been looking at some of these varieties, and some of them look very different from the normal soybeans we're used to using, but some of them yield good, some of them don't. And so this stuff is all this research is used to try to find these varieties that could be something new or upcoming that could produce good yields for our farmers.
And if people are interested in attending, I know that it's just a little bit down the road, but not any further than driving to Kansas City. So if anybody is interested in actually coming out that morning, how do they get signed up, and is it free?
Yes, it is free. It's a free event open to the public. Like I said, if any farmers, landowners, students, you know, they're pretty much opening up to anything. If they want some more information, they can contact Andrew Scaboo at 573-882-3462. And if they need to, and if they want to find out any more information, if that one doesn't work, you can contact Andy Biggs at biggsa@missouri.edu. That's BIGGSA at missouri.edu.
Right. Now, will they need to be bringing anything special with them? Do they need to bring any supplies or anything?
Nope, don't need to bring anything. Just come on, show up, and have an open mind for some learning for the day, and nothing is needed to come on out. So, because pretty much what the day will start off with a breakfast in the morning, and then a quick little introduction of what the day is going to be, and then also a brief overview from Dr. Andrew Scaboo about the different types of plant breeding concepts and what they're doing at the University of Missouri's soybean breeding program. They'll talk about the wild and exotic studies, and then also some of these new soybean crosses that they're creating for northern Missouri, which nobody else is really doing research for just northern Missouri for soybean varieties. So there'll be an overview of that, and then they'll actually go out into the field, and then they'll show you some of the varieties that they've been working with, but then also allow the guests and participants to kind of go through and select, you know, which ones they think that would be good varieties to have, and then they'll actually be using some of those crosses to study in the field next year. And so this is kind of not just come on out and learn and get some information. This is a little bit of some hands-on demonstrations as well to see how the science is done to benefit the farmer.
And any idea how many different soybean varieties we have out there right now that you guys are testing?
He didn't really have an exact number, but I mean, there's several dozens of these wild and exotics that they have, and then I mean, the Bradford Research Center as a whole each year tests, you know, several hundred different varieties for farmers and stuff through their variety testing program. So there's everything from just a couple different types to several hundred different types that they'll have out there if you want to tour the whole farm.
Fantastic. And this is just a morning program, right?
Yeah, it starts at 8:30 in the morning, and it'll go to about noon, and then they'll have a lunch there as well. So,
ooh, so you feed us breakfast and lunch?
That's what they were saying. So,
well, hot dog.
Nothing better than a free meal and some good science to start off your day. So.
Hey, that's right. You learn something, get fed. It makes for a great day.
Yeah. And also, if they have any more questions, they can visit Bradford Research Center's website. It's a new website that they just released. It's bradford.cafnr.org. Or if they just Google search Bradford Research Center, you should find it there pretty easily.
Very cool. And what do they have on there? Do they have what they're researching on their information?
Yes. Bradford just doesn't do corn and soybeans. They got everything from vegetable growth to soil erosion studies to wildlife quail studies to about almost everything you could possibly maybe think of that would benefit Missouri farmers. So on their new website, there's information about some of the latest research projects. There's upcoming events that they have. They have several field days and events throughout the year. Some of them are free, some of them are paid. But everything from organic growing and food production to they'll even have, like I said, wildlife and quail field days. And so you can get all that information on their website, how to contact them. And we even have real-time weather conditions located on the site as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, Kyle, is there anything else that you want to share that you think that we might have missed?
I would just say, you know, this is a good chance to learn about, you know, what this kind of, you know, heavy in the lab science is all about. You know, farmers are always on the look for the latest cultivars and latest releases and, you know, what's going to give me the best bang for my buck. This is a kind of chance to really kind of see how that science is done. And I'm not a very nerdy science person, but this kind of stuff sounds really cool. You get to actually cross and graft and watch how things are performed. So to be able to see the science that benefits you, the farmer, up front is, I think, very beneficial. It would be good for anybody to come on out and see. So
absolutely. And like you said, just find out how things work.
Yeah.